USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
On Capitol Hill, the Justice Department Inspector General being asked questions about that report accusing the FBI of mishandling the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Inspector General Michael Horowitz saying,
"The inappropriate political messages we uncovered cast a cloud over the mid-year investigation, sowed doubt about the credibility of the FBI's handling of it, and impacted the reputation of the FBI."
Meantime, the White House press secretary continues defending the president's observation that the Russia investigation is nothing more than a witch hunt. From the briefing room, Sarah Sanders saying,
"The president's been clear. He was obviously very involved in his campaign, and he's laid out a number of times that there was no collusion, and he strongly feels this is a witch hunt."
The United Nations Human Rights Council could continue without involvement from the United States. The Trump administration considering pulling out because of disagreements over key issues. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A whole lot of comments have been circulating from both sides of the aisle about immigration policy, specifically the one that separates illegal immigrant children from their families. The president saying,
"If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children."
The president saying this is something that Congress could easily fix. It gave Hillary Clinton another opportunity to take a shot at the president.
"These actions are an affront to our values, and they undermine America's reputation as a beacon of hope and freedom in the world."
Clinton placing all the blame on the shoulders of the president. The president out with plans for the Pentagon to create a space force. It'll be an independent branch of the military to make sure America remains safe from space. This is something he talked about before, but now says when it comes to defending America, it's not enough to have a presence in space, but the U.S. must be dominant. The president ordering the Pentagon to create a sixth branch of the American Armed Forces. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani calling for a full and complete investigation into the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, claimed that troubling unethical behaviors among some in the Justice Department has tainted the Mueller probe.
Mueller has no evidence of collusion. There was none. The President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Susan Collins says she wishes the president would stop using the word pardon in regards to the Mueller investigation.
He wants to get that Russian investigation completed, and every time he brings up the issue of pardons, it gives the investigators something else that they have to look into.
And on the issue of immigration, Collins says she does not support separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
All prices at the pump keep going down. Here's John Clemens.
Although the national average for a gallon of gasoline is up over 60 cents from last year, the price is down this year for the second week in a row. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy tells us it may decline again.
Average gas prices have dropped 2.6 cents a gallon in the last week, with the national average falling to $2.89 a gallon in the last week. That's thanks to a drop in the price of oil, which makes it likely that gas prices may decrease again in the week ahead.
This is USA Radio News.